Narottam Das Thakur. Who's that? Who's Narottam? Who'd like to say something about Narottam Das Thakur? The King of Leela Manju. You know something about Narottam Das Thakur? Yeah. And what else? Give her a microphone. Give her this microphone.
Who was
it? He's a disciple of Lokanath Maharaj.
Yeah? Yeah, and Lokanath Goswami didn't want to accept disciples, but Narottam was very, very much keen to get initiation from him, and every day he would go and clean after Lokanath Goswami. And one day Lokanath Goswami noticed that, and he asked why he was doing that, and then he expressed his desire to become initiated by him. And finally, Lokanath Goswami had only one disciple, which was Narottam Das Thakur.
What was the birth of Narottam Das? One of the reasons why Lokanath did not want to accept him. Son of a king.
Yeah.
The royal personality doing menial service for the spiritual master purposefully without his knowing, because if he had asked him, he would have said no. So he did it unknowingly. And every day, just humble menial service. Was great attachment to Lokanath, the spiritual master. What else? Who knows something else about Lokanath or about Narottam? Go ahead. You have something?
I remember that it was a prediction that, like, about Narottam Das Thakur, that. I think I should tell it. I just have to recollect about Ganges, something in connection about Ganges and Narottam, that he, Padma River, right? So that I forgot that.
You should tell.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the Padma River and deposited his prema for Krishna in it, and suddenly started shouting, Narottam, Narottam. And no one knew what that meant. And he said, in the future, a great soul will come. And he told Padma River to give him or infuse Narottam Das Thakur with that prema when he takes a bath in the river.
Won't forget that now. All right.
Narottam Das Thakur was very strong in his preaching, and he preached that birth is not a qualification that is needed for bhakti, whereas the Smartha Brahmanas, they were very staunch about initiating a Brahmana, because he was not a Brahmana by birth, but he initiated a Brahmana. So the Smartha Brahmanas, they didn't like it. So there was a lot of unrest.
When Lokanath Maharaj, he did not accept him as his disciple. So he said, I will end my life, and if it's like I'm married to, I'm committed to you, I cannot think of anybody else. And then I remember in Lokanath Maharaj's dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and tells him to accept Narottam Das Thakur as his disciple. then he accepts.
It is said that Narottam Das Thakur is the originator of the first book distribution party, along with his two associates, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit.
Narottam Das Thakur also first organized the Gaur Purnima celebration, Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And it was such an amazing festival that it says that by the singing of Narottam Das Thakur, the stone will melt and the devotees experience the presence of Lord Chaitanya during that time. So since then, the tradition, he has already departed the world, yeah.
So, we'll sing responsibly just the Bengali of the song, and then we'll go through the words, the meaning.
Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonainu Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonainu Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonainu Manushya janama paya Radha Krishna navadiya Manusha janama paya Radha Krishna navajiya Janiya shuniya visha kainu Janiya shuniya visha kainu Golokera prema dana Hari nam sankirtana Golokera prema Name Sankirtana Sankirtana Yatina Jani Lokene Datina Jani Lokene Samsara Vishanale Divanishiya Jale Samsara Vishanale Divanishiya Jale Churai te na koi nu upaay Churai te na koi nu Gajendra Nandana Je Shashi Suta Hoylo Se
Gajendra Nandana Je Shashi Suta
Hoylo Se Gajendra Nandana Je Sachisuta hoy do se Balaram hoy do nita jata chilo hari name udari do
jata chilo hari name udari do
hina jata
Harinamudhino
Harasakti jagai adhar Harasakti jagai
Vishabhanu Sita Yuta
Aha Prabhu
Vrishabhanu Krupanyata
Varna Karo Hare Nibhara
Varna Karo Hare Nibhara
Varna Karo Hare Nibhara
Varna Karo Hare Nibhara
Hari Hari Vipule is this very famous song, and often Prabhupada referred to this stanza, Bolo Kera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana Bolo Kera Premadana. The Hari Nam, the chanting that Lord Chaitanya gave, descended directly from the spiritual world, from Goloka, the highest of all spiritual planets, according to Brahma Samhita, Golokera Premadana. And so we're put directly in contact with that highest of all spiritual planets just by what we just did, just chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and following this activity is a couple of hours. Nama Yajna, the chanting of the holy name. This is particularly effective and special for the age of Kali, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's announcement, declaration from the Vedas. We all know the verse, so let's say it together. Harir Nama, Harir Nama. Harir Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasjeva 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 Gatir Anyata. One account says that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the holy name from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, for 1 week, he instructed on him on this one verse. When we just recited Harir Nama, then it's everything. It's for this age of Kali. But prior to this age of Kali, it's not that the holy name was unknown. We have this nice example of Dhruva. Dhruva existed during the first of the four yugas, Satya Yuga, and his mantra was the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that mantra is part of what he did while the other process for the age was being executed. That was Dhyan Yoga, Chapter 6, Bhagavad Gita. The process of meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his mood was a Vaikuntha mood. He was a Vaikuntha Vasi and eventually became a resident of that realm. And when we, like at the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we find the same Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, for us followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the original personality of Godhead, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, that Bhagavat form of the Lord, the original personality of Godhead, and our reciting of the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya because of the gift of Lord Chaitanya, the consciousness of returning to that realm of Krishna in the spiritual world. That's what we connect with. So here's Prabhupada's translation at the bottom. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth, and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. Now, certainly he worshipped Radha and Krishna. So why is he saying like this? He's not knowingly having drunk poison. He's putting himself in the position as if he were materialist, who spent his life uselessly. Why? What's the uselessness? The purpose, the use, the utility of the human form of life is meant to regain our lost consciousness of the source of our existence. This is the theme of our festival of the Holy Name, reawakening or rediscovering our forgotten relationship with Krishna, specifically through the name. So I've not worshipped Radha Krishna, so knowingly I've drunk poison. Vishakhainu. Shunya Vishakhainu. Knowingly I've drunk poison. That's not a smart thing to do. The treasure of divine love of Goloka has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. It's Dainya. It's a mood of transcendental impetus or ecstasy where one feels overwhelming humility. Now when we feel humility, it's got a different name in modern language. Low self-esteem and depression and so forth. For a person like Narottam Das Thakur, that's not it at all. It's not low self-esteem or depression. It's dainya. It's feeling unfit, but somehow becoming the recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That's my hope. This is Rupa Goswami's teaching, which he was taking shelter. Hope against hope. Asha bandha in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami's writing. Hope. My one hope is this one thing. Krishna is very kind. I'm disqualified, unqualified, unfit, very materialistic, etc. But there's one hope for me, that's Krishna's very kind. And in his case, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Vraja, Vraja Indra, or Brajendra, the king of Vraja, Nandana, the son of the king of Vraja, that's Nanda Maharaj, became the son of Sachi, that's Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nittai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. Dina, Hina. The lowly and wretched were delivered. The two sinners, Jaghai and Madhai, these two, are evidence of this. It's just four verses. Such a nice song. Oh, Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Rishabhanu, that's Radharani. Please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, oh, Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you? Now that phrase, who is my beloved except for you, is very similar. The language is different, of course, it's Bengali. But the mood is very similar to that of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. And then on down the specific line, Narottam, the disciple of Lokanath. Same mood. What shall I do now? It's the mood of the gopis in feelings of separation from Krishna. It's a transcendental emotion. And those feelings of emotion for Krishna, in separation from Krishna, what shall I do now? Who is my beloved except for you? I have no other shelter but you. Now he said, I've wasted my life in materialistic pursuit and not worshipped Radha Krishna, but on the other hand, he has only one shelter, the lotus feet of Krishna and Radha. So, since the chanting of the holy name has descended from the highest of all spiritual planets, Goloka, that's an artist rendering of the lotus-shaped Goloka. Loka meaning planet, and Goloka is Krishna's planet, pictured in by this artist. And outside, it was still within the spiritual sky, but in the vastness of the spiritual sky, there's Vaikuntha planets. The topmost of, even amongst those spiritual planets of Vaikuntha, is Goloka. And the holy name has descended directly from there. And that means when we're engaged in hearing it and chanting it, Shravanam Kirtanam, then we're connecting directly with Krishna through that sound vibration. Again, you can't see. The image on my computer screen has, in small circles by bigger circles and so forth, the in golden letters, Maha Mantra in Sanskrit. I wish it would show because it's part of the graphic visual. The name and the person are non-different. So by connecting with the name, we're connecting with the person, we're connecting with Goloka immediately. Not after this life we'll connect. But immediately that connection is established. So the topic for the evening is Easy Journey. When Prabhupada was, you know the history, he wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets when he was still living in India before he came to the West. Because it was during that period of time that space exploration was beginning. This competition between the Soviet Union, then Soviet Union, and the U.S. sending spaceships to explore outer space, the space exploration. And so Prabhupada wrote a little booklet and published it, saying there's the method of machine, yantra, to try to go to other planets. And there's a more subtle method called mantra. There's mantra through sound to go to other planets, and there's machines to go to other planets, mantra, yantra. But through it's our natural inclination, because it's part of our human form of life, to have that capacity. So use the mantra method, and it's the easy journey to other planets. And it describes many things. But our topic is easy journey to the topmost planet through this mantra meditation. But people of this world don't have that same understanding, even if they receive it. There is enormous benefit. We're going to hear some of Prabhupada shortly, describing the benefit that one receives even if not understanding what it is. In the beginning, can we close the windows? Close the windows. We heard the first morning, that was Thursday morning, 4th of July morning, in the beginning, that little video clip where Prabhupada was speaking about how the Hare Krishna movement began. In the beginning, there was just the name. And he was describing people may not hear, or they may hear. It's beneficial for the whole of human society. It creates an atmosphere of auspiciousness. Then again, they may understand, they may not understand. They may appreciate, they may not appreciate. But with great faith in the Holy Name was creating an atmosphere that made it possible for the message of transcendence to be received and understood by people who are in ignorance and passion through the chanting of the Holy Name. So that's what he did. And it made Mission Impossible possible by the power of the Holy Name and his faith in the power of the Holy Name. It connected people who were Jaghais and Madhais, small versions, with mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the descending mercy of the Holy Name. Just in a very simple and effective, natural way. When people don't understand the value, then they don't get the same benefit as those who understand the value. It's something that will help us go further in our chanting, is to understand the valuableness of the gift. And then we can feel gratitude having received the name and engaging with the name. There's a wonderful story that is often recited. It's a story about Sanatan Goswami when he was living in Vrindavan.
probably all of you know the story, if not most of you, at least, the touchstone. So the story goes like this. There was a poor Brahmana who lived in Vrindavan, and he was in anxiety about his poverty. And he was wondering what to do. And he heard that Sanatan Goswami, who was known to be very advanced and very charitable and very kind to the unfortunate, that he had a touchstone. So he thought, let me ask. So in a very meek and humble way, he went to Sanatan Goswami and said, I'm poverty-stricken, I'm in great difficulty. I'd like to ask some charity from you. I'm shameless to ask, but my condition is such I must ask. I'm a householder and I'm unable to maintain my family. You're a renunciate. Would you be so kind as to give me in charity your touchstone? And Sanatan Goswami immediately said, sure, I'll give you my touchstone. It's over there in the garbage pile. So he went and looked, and he found something that looked like it might be a touchstone. That's it. Oh, thank you. So he went to his home. He had an old iron pot. He touched the touchstone to the iron pot, and it turned to gold. My poverty problem is solved. Then some other and other things turned to gold, and he was a Brahmana, so he put two and two together and got four. He understood if he had this in the garbage pile, that means he has something more valuable than the touchstone. What's more valuable than turning base metal into gold? So he went back to Sanatan Goswami and said, do you have something more valuable than this touchstone? He said, sure. Can you give that in charity to me also? And Sanatan Goswami said, sure. On one condition. You take the touchstone and throw it into the river Jamuna. And the Brahmana looked at the touchstone, he looked at Sanatan Goswami, and he looked at the touchstone, he looked at Sanatan Goswami. And he remembered, he's been poverty-stricken, and now he's got a solution to his poverty. But he trusted Sanatan Goswami so much that he agreed, and he went to the Jamuna River and threw the touchstone in the Jamuna River. And Sanatan Goswami gave him something more valuable than gold. The holy name. So by that time, the man appreciated that there is something more valuable than gold. There is something more valuable than wealth and prosperity and well-being on a material plane in this world. And that's spiritual well-being. And the spiritual well-being specifically through the holy name is reconnecting immediately. Not eventually, but immediately the connection is made through the chanting of the holy name. In many cases, Srila Prabhupada, you can try it. You know, one's real self-interest. Prabhupada used that phrase many times, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to follow in Keshava Bharati Maharaja's footsteps. And I'm just going to read some passages from Prabhupada on what is our real self-interest or what is the real value of the name and chanting the name in our life. Because if something that you value, that's where your attention goes. Think about it. Something that you value, that's where your attention goes. And we want our attention to go to the holy name. Here is Srila Prabhupada on this topic. our real self-interest, or that which is the value of the gift of the holy name. I'll read slowly. A devotee renounces the material world not for nothing, but for something tangible in spiritual value. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and others gave up the worldly pomp and prosperity for the sake of the service of the Lord. They were big men in the worldly sense. The Goswamis were ministers in the government service of Bengal. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar of his time. But they left everything to gain something superior to what they previously possessed. The devotees are generally without material prosperity, but they have a very secret treasure house in the lotus feet of the Lord. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. Of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. Among the various practices of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Harinam is the greatest manifestation of the Supreme Lord's attractiveness and mercy. One who realizes the value of Harinam will choose to rely on chanting Harinam rather than any other kind of spiritual effort. Fire will act regardless of whether handled by an innocent child or by someone well aware of its power. For example, if a field of straw or dry grass is set afire, either by an elderly man who knows the power of fire or by a child who does not, the grass will be burned to ashes. Similarly, one may or may not know the power of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but if one chants the holy name, he will become free from all sinful reactions. As fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all reactions of one's sinful activities. If a person, unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge because its potency does not depend upon the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. And it's more effective if we understand the glories, because what we value is where our attention goes. On, what was it? Wednesday evening, we had a home program at Navaruchi's home, and I was speaking on this point, Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu is a phrase that Srila Prabhupada would refer to many times. It's a phrase that means, it's like a benediction phrase that says, everyone should be happy. Sukha. Everyone should become happy. So this was, it's the wish of the holy name, it's the wish of the deliverer of the holy name, it was the wish of the representative of Lord Chaitanya who gives the holy name. That the intention behind the giver of the name is that people will become happy. Chant and be happy. chant and be happy. So, those who know the power of the name, they don't have to explain A to Z about the power of the name. They know that power of the name, and they give it as on behalf of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to others. Now we have received it and we're chanting it, and we can continue with faith, as we've been hearing, with faith and with attention because of the value that it provides for us, because now we've heard what its value is. It's not a touchstone. It's more valuable than a touchstone. More valuable than gold or anything gold can purchase, or any amount of gold. Not that Brahmin, you know, he had only his iron pot could become gold. He could have made anything gold. Anything that's base metal, not so valuable, becomes extremely valuable. More valuable. And the happiness we heard this already during this time together. The happiness that comes from chanting is a happiness that's already there. It just becomes awakened. And the happiness is there within the name. And the name gives the happiness. There's the connection with the name. And then the original happiness of living entity is restored. Chant and be happy. So just very simple little marketing phrase. Chant and be happy. But it's true. Now, last section, this is a short evening class. Through the medium, easy journey to the topmost planet, Goloka, just through the name. Here's some further statements of Srila Prabhupada on this topic. In this age of Kali, everyone is perplexed by so many inconveniences, and naturally no one is happy. Real liberation from life's perplexities means preparation for the next life. The simplest method for this is recommended herein by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and be freed from all the complexities of life, and realize Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Engage in his devotional service and perfect your life so that you can return home back to Godhead. Although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. In this age when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The age of Kali is full of unlimited faults. Indeed, it is just like an ocean of faults, dosha, nidhi. But there is one chance, one opportunity. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And in his original spiritual body, one can return home, back to Godhead. This is the opportunity of Kali Yuga. The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna. Although chanting the holy name is good for both the conditioned and liberated soul, it is especially beneficial to the conditioned soul because by chanting it, one is liberated. When a person who chants the holy name is liberated, he attains the ultimate perfection by returning home back to Godhead simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. One can attain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. In this age, even if one chants the holy name of Krishna imperfectly, he still attains liberation very easily. Living beings are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death. They can become freed immediately even by unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstance, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. One can go to the supreme planet, Parambrajat, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This is especially meant for the people of this age. Kaler dosha nidhe. It is the special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home back to Godhead. There is no doubt about this. By chanting Krishna's name, one will be transferred to the supreme planet Krishna Loka without a doubt. Those intelligent persons who take to Krishna consciousness use the human form of life fully in devotional service to the Lord, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They transfer themselves even in this life to the spiritual planet of Krishna and become eternally blissful there, not being subject to such rebirths. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, Krishna says. Still we are distracted. But sound vibration from our founder Acharya helps give us energy, spiritual energy, conviction, enthusiasm. And the plan in our schedule is, in 2 minutes, we're going to have Nama Yagya. Is that right, according to the schedule? 6 o'clock or 6:30? Huh? 6 o'clock is Arati. Oh. So we're going to have... What are we going to do? Okay. So, Hare Krishna, everybody. Tomorrow is our 32-round day, or 64-round day, or 8 million-round day. But we encourage you to increase your chanting tomorrow. And a few things. Don't stay up really late, and start your morning early tomorrow and with enthusiasm to increase your chanting and plunge deeply into the chanting of the holy name. And from the first, when you get up in the morning, it's a kind of like a practice, Mona Vrata, just other than the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, you don't engage in other conversation. Parents with small children, that's another story, but don't engage in conversation. And then that will continue up until we finish our day. So you have the schedule. Good luck tomorrow. All these things are to help us plunge into the holy name, take shelter of the holy name, absorb ourselves in the sound vibration of the name, and Nama Yagya is a big impetus to do that, so we'll see you for Nama Yagya time. Srila Prabhupada ki.